Up next is Sharp Cookies.
Mama, I ain't got time for dancing. That's just gonna have to wait a while.
How long are we talking about here?
Ain't got time for messing around. It's not my stuff.
How about some grandkids?
This whole town can slow you down. People taking a easy way. But I know exactly where I'm going, getting closer, closer every day, and I'm almost there. I'm almost there. People down here think I'm crazy, but I don't care. Trials and tribulations, I've had my share. But there ain't nothing gonna stop me now, cause I'm almost there. I remember Daddy told me fairy tales can come true, but you gotta make them happen, it all depends on you. So I work real hard each and every day, know for sure things are going my way. Just doing what I do. Look out, boys, I'm coming through. When I'm almost there, I'm almost there. People gonna come here from everywhere, cause I'm almost there. I'm almost
was Cookies with Almost There again. I'll repeat. It's bound to happen eventually in Disney.
Yes, but at least it's a different backtrack though, so it had a different feel to it.
Agreed. Oh, sorry. Slightly choking. All right, Cookies, you got a new mic. Now it's time to do a little bit of extra like effects mixing with yourself. I'm a big supporter of like adding just like a hint of reverb onto people's vocals, because I think it just really makes it sound like so much more a part of the song, especially when the music already has a hint of a reverb on it, because then you just kind of blend into the music more. And I would like to see that on you now that you have a nice new mic that's all shiny and new and makes you sound awesome. That's your next step, Cookies. That's the next one. For me, I thought it was a little low energy at times. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it needed more energy, if it needed more oomph, or both.
Yes.
For me personally.
I
haven't.
Something could have been more. I don't know what though.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was the determination in it. I don't know. There was just something that missing, like a spark or something to
it. Needed more power.
Like the vocals. The vocals were all good, but it needed a little extra power behind it, I think, to make it, like, to push it over the line between good and great. And there were two things that, like, are not, like, you, but just, like, that I noticed in this song. Well, one thing is you, which I will get. That's going to be my last note, because it was a funny thing. I noticed is that everybody sings that "Things for Sure Are Going My Way" different. Nobody sings that the same way twice. Everybody does it different. And no one does it like the original. Not even myself when I did this song. No one ever does it like the original, and everyone always does it different. And then second, it's amazing that you can climb through mountains, Cookies. Did anybody else catch that? Because it's, I climbed a mountain and crossed the river, but she said, and I climbed through mountains and crossed the river. Like, wow,
I think I heard it, but it didn't register.
To climb through a mountain. You're like a mind freak. You're Chris Angel, just like levitating through mountains.
She's just that good.
I found that amusing at the end. So, yeah, but it just needed more energy for me personally. Jeffers?
Yeah, I have the same note. But overall, I like this a lot, Cookies. just a little bit something, whatever Ambi was hinting at. I'm not really sure what I wanted more of either, but something could have used a little bit more excitement. And I think your vocals sounded a little bright for me at times, but that's about it. Overall, I like this, Cookies. Zoe.
Oh, sorry. Parental people. Okay, oh shit, it's Oprah, run.
I know, yeah. I know. Okay, can I just say, she does not sound like Oprah. Like, everyone's always like, oh, it's Oprah. It's like, that does not sound like Oprah to me.
Oh, the mother?
The mother is Oprah, but yeah. It's like, Oprah sounds really different in this movie than I've ever heard her sing.
I don't think I'd be able to pick her out.
There's parts where you can tell it's Oprah, for me at least. I don't know.
I guess I'm just thinking, like, you know, like Oprah from Colored Purple.
Oh.
I don't know. That's a weird thing to think of Oprah. But, yeah,
I pretty much have a lot of... My main note's pretty much really the energy, power for this, but, yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry, Funchal!
Did you step on the Mexican puppy?
I just punched him in the face.
Punched the dog in the face?
Animal cruelty!
I tried to pet him, he just jumped up. I'm so sorry, darling.
Oh my
goodness. I heard him shake himself.
Yeah.
I heard it.
But yeah, I just have the energy notes, really. And that's all I have.
My goodness. Oh my. We have evidence against Zelena if she is ever charged for animal cruelty. You're live, folks. You've heard it live.
He looks mad at me now.
Oh, I would be too if you punched me in the face, Zell.
Didn't mean to.
Oh. Now Zell has the giggles.
I feel...
Okay. Do we have anything else to add about Cookies?
I don't think so.
Kind of hard to top that, what we had going on there.
Uh-huh. All right, so next up tonight is Lash.
When Daddy Dear was floating on his deathbed, he divvied up the kingdom into two. I got his magic shell, and half the sea as well. His trident went to, you know who his trident went to, don't you, babies? My reign, why, was blissfully delicious. And glamour, glitz, and style were all corrupt. Did I use some black magic? Well, oopsie, my bad. Did I mutilate, maim, and destroy just a tad? And for that I get banished. But me, I'm not mad. There's just one little thing that I want. Just one eensy teensy thing that I want. I want the good times back. I want those grand old days. I want the twisted nights, the sick delights, the wild soirees. I want those trembling crowds of shellfish cracked and peeled for me to dine. Not because I'm mean or selfish.
No.
I only want what's mine. I want disgusting wealth. I want exquisite sin. Want the entire sea to worship me on bended fin. I want to greet my loving subjects and then have them as a snack. Remember those good times. I want them back. Pictured my sucklings. Pretty soon we'll be back on top. Sipping bubbly, eating caviar before it hatches. King Triton is the only thing that stands in our way. If only I could find his Achilles heel, that soft, quivering underbelly beneath all that armor. I'll dethrone him, debone him, and boys, oh boys, we're back back in business. All together now.
You'll bring the good times back. Resume your wacky fun. Restore the joyful charm of causing harm to everyone.
I want to make the Murphic cower like they did in days of yore. Sure, it's sheer abuse of power.
So?
Ain't that what power is for? I wanna taste their tears. I wanna hear their screams. I want the special rush you get from crushing hopes and dreams.
It's more than simply sentimental.
It's an aphrodisiac.
Remember those good times.
Oh God, were they good times?
It's time for more good times.
Let's get them back. If only I had a way to make him pay, I'd settle trite and straight.
Poison? Sure.
Blackmail?
Or
his daughters?
Maybe.
Wait!
Why didn't we think of it before? His youngest?
The one with the beautiful voice.
Which she takes for granted.
A woman doesn't know how precious her voice is until she's been silenced. Ah! Perhaps we shall teach them both a lesson. I want the little girl.
Ooh.
And boys, I want her bad.
Ah!
I want her sitting here to lure her dear devoted dad. I want my goody goody brother to come rescue her, the sap, and then one way or another,
surprise,
I'll spring the trap. Triton pin and wriggling on her rack. Remember, it's my time, and frankly, it's high time. Those fabulous good times, they're coming back.
Okay, and that was Lash with, I can't remember what it's called, but it's...
I Want the Good Times Back good, from good Little Mermaid.
The Broadway.
The musical.
I think I heard, like, Tara sing this once, right? In Perform It or something.
Tara sang this on Perform It.
Yeah, I've only heard this song...
That had Soto in somebody else.
Yeah, that's, like, the only time I've ever heard this song. What did you say?
No, that's one that we had Soto and somebody else singing. I think it was
they
Omi.
Were the eels. The eel. Yeah, I think it was Sakato and Omi were the eels,
Well, speaking of the eels, Lash, I thought your oohs and your ahs in the background eels were so funny. It was just like, ooh, ah. They were funny. They were just amusing. And in general, I was laughing a lot of it to this. But I don't really, I haven't heard it before, so I'm not really sure, like, how liberty, how much, like, you made it your own, but I really liked it a lot, and I thought your dynamics were great, and I liked how you really played with the song, and that's, like, I think that's a really big key for a villain song, because a lot of them are so over the top and, like, crazy, and your song, in my opinion, went there, and I thought your background, or your panning was a nice way to set aside your background eels from your main vocals as Ursula, because, I mean, your voice was a little bit different, but, like, it was still kind of close, but the panning was a nice way to, like, fully distinguish the two. But, like, overall, I just liked this a lot, Lash, and you had good power and vocals in it, too, so I liked it.
Okay, well, I had to disagree with Jeffers a little bit. I wasn't a big fan of the panning. It was a little too far for me.
Yeah, I could see the panning being a little closer.
Yeah. I liked a break before the ha. Like, she thinks about it, and then she thinks, ha, maybe this will work. I will take his daughter's voice away. I forgot how long the song was. I truly
this
did.
This is a really long song.
But a lot happens in it, which is good. It's not just a bunch of repeating. Mm-hmm. I wasn't exactly a big fan of the glissando at the end. I don't remember it being like that in the original. but some of it just didn't sound like it hit correctly. But you had a lot of nice acting moments, and you did make a lot of the parts your own. But if I were to compare it to the musical version, Bad Me, we're not supposed to do that. You kind of went lower than Sherry Renee Scott at some parts. But it was pretty good overall. Ambie, stop staring at me.
I personally hate this song. As a song itself, I think it's atrocious. I think the whole Little Mermaid musical and everything they added to it is an abomination to all things Disney. Never forget standing. We had to get standing room only tickets. It was the only way we could see that show. Just standing there, and Little Mermaid heelies onto the stage. My mother leans over and looks at me and says, "Ariel's pooping out a porpoise."
Oh, your mother.
And that just describes the whole thing. Pooping
yet,
out a porpoise
yet again.
On heels.
Oh, dear. But about Lash, though, did you like Lash?
What about Lash? However, even though I hate this song, I think that you had the best character of the night thus far. Mm. I thought that you really took the song and you owned it and you played with it and you did, like, such little different things with every single line, and nothing was the same twice. And the only thing that I was not a huge fan of was when you did, like, the Valley Girl oopsie. It was like, oopsie, my bad. But it wasn't, like, that extreme. I don't know.
Well, Ursula really, like, is pretty much a diva in the musical.
Yeah, because it was like diva, Valley Girl. Then it went back to diva again. I was just not a big Valley. Like, the Valley Girl made me do one of those, like, head tilts to the side. And I just really like this for your voice because I thought that it worked well for you because, I know that we've always mentioned, like, your vibrato in the background, but I thought this was a perfect fit for what you do with your voice, because kind of playing around with it. Like, the vibrato at times kind of got a little that shakiness that it does get to at times, but it worked here because it sounded like a character choice for Ursula in this song, and that's what I liked about it. So, good job, Lash.
Yeah, like, her voice just sounded badass in this song.
Yeah, it sounded really badass.
Like, she had that real...
And she had her very well.
And she had the whole Ursula in the musical is apparently sexy.
Oh, really?
Thing going on. Oh, so there's a regional theater putting on this, and Ursula is played by a man.
Yeah, you told me about that. I was like,
and it's
I
like,
can see that happening.
The guy, his name, Paul Voigt, I know that name. I think he was, like, Edna in Hairspray for a while.
Oh, my.
Wait, is Paul Voigt the guy from Cheers? The fat guy with the curly hair that was on the stool? Is that him?
I don't think so.
Keep talking.
I'll look it up now.
Oh, now he's looking it up. In the meantime, while he's looking that up.
It's Paul Voigt?
Paul, and it's V-O-G-T, I think, is how you spell it.
Look up Cheers.
An American actor and comedian, blah, 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 early life, da, 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 impressions.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Mm.
No?
Not on Wikipedia.
He's famous for something, but I thought it was maybe the guy from Cheers, but it's not. No, okay. No, I saw the guy from Cheers in Elf. That was a poor choice. That was a poor choice of ticket money.
Oh, wait, I thought you liked Elf.
Looking back, I could have spent that money in much better ways. But now we're getting way too off subject. We still have one person left tonight.
Uh-huh.
One person left.
Mm-hmm. And that person is...
Read to me.
Of a far-off place where a great warm welcome would be waiting for me, where the crowds will cheer when they see my face, and the voice keeps saying, "This is where I'm meant to be. I will find my way. I can go the distance. I'll be there someday. If I can be strong, I know every mile will be worth my while. I will
go most anywhere to feel like I belong.
And that was Read to Me with Go the Distance from Hercules, a cursed song of the season. Ooh.
Cursed. All these people are attempting the cursed songs.
Right. Last year's, like, cursed song, Plague, Runaway.
Yes.
But
at least it's immunity challenge, so there's no harm, per se.
Right.
It's 1:30 in the morning, and people are still setting off fireworks.
They're banned in Texas. Grr. Okay, my first note is volumes levels. It seems like the music is overpowering the vocals. Mm. Was that something you guys caught, or was it just me?
No, I definitely got that as well.
I definitely got that
okay,
as well.
Okay, sweet. Okay. At first, I thought you were a little too strong to be able to build off of it. And I still would have liked it a little softer at the beginning. But I think you did, because my note is, went for the key change. Yeah, went for the key change. Music could have been faded out a little better. I thought I heard, like, movement or mouth clicks during the first half at one point. That might have been me. But you had some really nice moments. Like you went for that key change, which was really nice. And you had a nice power to it. Ambi?
Okay. Here's what my thing was with this. It's the curse song. I think that your vocals were really, really good. I think they're the best vocals with energy and, like, correct notes and power that we've heard. But two things really worked against you, and that was the fact that there was a really odd melody line in the sound, in the backtrack, and the fact that it was really loud, and the melody, which was, like, almost like a mock synthesizer,
that
really... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, in my note, it says, horn, eh. Backtrack, arg, that horn needs to die.
if it was not for that horn, I think that this would have been, like, the best performance of the cursed song ever. Even with the horn, it might be. I don't know. JC's performance of this in the finale was really good last year. But, like, of this season, like, all the curses this season, it was still good. But it would have been, like, way more. Stop setting off fireworks! It's 1:30 in the morning! Oh, sorry.
She just went Mother Gothel on us.
No, my neighbors.
You're not
are
leaving this tower.
Okay, no, this is like a serious thing. I was telling people this before. My neighbor across the street passed away a couple of months ago, and the other neighbors were using her backyard to launch their fireworks of her abandoned house.
Oh, that's horrible.
Which isn't even a bad
like,
thing,
respect
right?
for the dead much, but anyways, I just had to. The fact that they're still shooting off fireworks at 1:30 in the morning made me think of that. But, yeah, the whole, like, even if I think the track was a little softer or your vocals were louder, the bounce would have been better, but that horn just kind of killed it for me, because, like, I'm hearing your vocals through the horn. It's like, oh my god, these vocals are really good, but that horn is totally, like, all up in his vocals grill, and I don't like it. Like, if it was not for the horn, this would have been, like, one of my favorite performances of the season, but the horn really just irked me really bad. Jeffers?
Yep, I agree. I think I mentioned that first, earlier. I really wish you went with, like, the movie version, because that doesn't have any melody in it. Or, like, the Michael Bolton version. Like, I think someone was talking to me about doing it, but I don't remember if it was you or not. But that would have been nice, too. Let's see. Good belting at the end and power. I have the same note with Zell, though. I thought you came in a little too strong at the beginning. And I want to blame the backtrack for that, too, because the backtrack was fairly linear at the beginning, too. It didn't have the rise and fall of the first verse and beginning part, where it kind of softens up and picks up a little bit. And I think, like, you did a good job matching the backtrack, but, like, the linearness was not good. But, yeah.
All right, then. Should we, we've spoken over, you know, who's winning, who's not.
Mm-hmm.
And, the twist, yeah. The twist, I guess. I will say the twist, and then you can announce the winner.
Okay.
The twist is that it's good versus evil, which means that a good person is going to win and a bad person is going to win. So we're actually giving out two immunities tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So basically you were not competing against everyone in the group. The people who sang the bad person songs were competing against all the other people that sang the bad person songs. And the people that sang the good person songs were competing against all the other people that sang the good person songs for two immunity slots. So two of you are getting immunity. So who wants to announce who's getting the bad immunity?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Wait,
Mace Axe Shield.
Ah, and... yes!
All right, you ready?
Yes!
One,
two, three.
Shield. Eight. Hey, that's cheating.
I have Jeffers, scissors for some reason.
Jeffers, you just say it. There, I made the decision for you.
All right. I will say, let's see. I will say bad. Yeah.
Yeah, let's start with bad and then end with good.
Yes. So for bad, we had a mutual agreement that the winner is Lash. Good job.
Yeah.
You are immune next round.
I don't discriminate against songs I hate if people do the songs I hate good.
Good job. And Zell with the good people.
All right. And our good person is almost there to getting to the finale is Nani.
That was cute, Abby.
You always have to put in, like, cute little, like puns and such.
So cute.
I'm really bad at puns, apparently.
Aww.
So, yeah.
All right, so those are the immunities. So now we're going to give you both themes for next week now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not going to actually hear this until tomorrow, so. Because it's Sunday, but you're not going to hear this until Monday, so.
So as many as y'all probably already figured it out.
Good job.
If you know what I'm...
Yo.
Thank you. We're doing reprise for immunities. So, yeah.
Yay! So for once, you don't really have to worry about getting a song that's the proper length. Yeah, with a time limit, because reprises are mainly short.
And I highly recommend people to try for this immunity, because, like, we don't really recommend reprise songs for main rounds, so, like, you're probably
not... And some of them are really fun. Some of them are really fun,
yeah,
too.
There's some really great reprises. And it's, like, I love, everyone always says, like, Mother Knows Best reprise. I love When Will My Life Begin reprise. The Smell the Grass,
yes,
the Dirt one.
I love that one.
I love that one.
Yeah, because there's two reprises for that one.
The other one wasn't in the movie, though.
Yeah, they cut it from the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's why I'm like, where did this one come from?
Yeah, they cut reprise one, and then they, like, chopped a big section out of the middle of Mother Knows Best for the movie as well.
Yeah. But it's great, though, because then if you do a reprise song, you won't, like, eat up a potential song choice for later rounds, so you should always
exactly.
This one.
So this is a perfect one to enter in. And they're short, so it's not going to take you a lot of time to do them as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then the main theme, which is something I cooked up, so I guess if people want to be...
And it's brilliant.
If you want to be mad about it, I guess you'd be mad at me about it, but I think that's a really interesting... theme. The theme is called Sounds Like. basically what this challenge is you don't have to sing a Disney song. You have to choose a Disney voiceover artist. Any Disney character that was animated, any person who voiced them. So, like, just as an example, Mandy Moore voiced Rapunzel. You can sing any Mandy Moore song. So, it's like, she has, like, all these albums and stuff like that. And on the flip side of the guys, you could pick any guy. So, Nathan Lane voiced Timon. You can sing any Nathan Lane song. And Nathan Lane's been in a whole bunch of different Broadway shows.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, tons of Broadway shows. And we're going to allow, like, oh, there was a couple that, like, they didn't originally sing the song, but they were, but they did sing the song, like, okay, this is one that me and Zell, I don't know if Jeffers wants this as well, but Robin Williams did the South Park Blame Canada on the Oscars. And there are so many Canadians in the contest that I thought it'd be really funny if someone did, like an homage to Robin Williams' Blame Canada performance since he That'd was the genie. Awesome.
Pretty but much, I think what it is if they've done something in Disney, that anything that they've done, as long as you can prove it, it should be
Yeah, as long as you can prove it. So we're going to need for you, when you do it, to tell us who, like, who you have chosen, what they did, and what they did. So, like, I chose Leah Salonga, who did Jasmine and Mulan, or I chose, oh, God,
Martin Short did Angel.
Yeah, like, there's all kinds of ones. Like, we're not going to list all, we made a list for our reference of different things, so if you're interested to know it, you can always contact us. We do have a list.
And, like,
yeah.
Think outside the box. Like, even, like, contemporary stuff counts, too. Like, people are going to groan, but even, like, Miley Cyrus, she did, what was her name again? Penny.
She was Penny.
In Bolt.
Or, like, and John Travolta was Bolt, and he was Bolt, and he was in the Hairspray movie, so you can sing Hairspray
and
songs.
And Grease.
And Grease, and he was, exactly, like, things like that. Like, this could be a really fun challenge, so.
Yeah.
And you can sing other Disney songs. So, like, an example, the guy who voiced Sebastian was Mufasa on Broadway. So you can choose him as Sebastian, because that was what he was animated-wise, and then he went and he did live-action Broadway. So you could sing Mufasa's song from the musical, just as an example.
But
like, that kind of thing.
The person has to be a voice actor.
It has to be originally the voice actor,
no,
and
no
you can't do...
No performance or anything.
Yeah, and, like, if they voice multiple characters, like Leah Salonga voiced multiple characters, like, you can't sing another one of Leah Salonga's songs. Like, if you pick her as Jasmine, you can't sing her song as Mulan, but you could sing I Dreamed a Dream from Les Miserables, because she's famous for singing that.
Or I Gave My Life to You.
Yeah, exactly. Or something from Flower Drum Song. Like, all those different things.
Or Cinderella.
It's huge. Like, so many different options. So I hope that people have fun with this.
Can I mention the radio or no?
Go ahead, yeah.
Okay, well, my radio's... Well, I link it at the end of the emails, but I play, like, sneak peeks, or since we're mentioning the mains on Sunday now, also play, like, song suggestions on Monday nights. Like, the hour of deadline or after deadline. Midnight, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a good way to find songs, get ideas, and try to figure out what the immunity or main is for the next week.
All right, so I think that's it for tonight.
I believe it is.
Yep, froggies are out. Time to sleep.
Congrats, Nani and Lo.
Congratulations.
Nani and Lash.
And I believe that is all. Good night, all.
Yep. Good night. See you tomorrow night for live action.
See you.